some processes to get into the vortex.
It is not necessary to deliberately apply these or any processes in order to raise your vibration and get into the vortex. Many people move easily into the vortex simply because they like feeling good and consistently offer thoughts that do feel good. You could know nothing about what we're offering here in this book. You could be completely unaware of the law of attraction, know nothing about the three-step creative process, be unaware that you are an extension of source energy, and still be consistently inside the vortex simply because you like feeling good and so you direct your thoughts to what does feel good. Your grandmother could have offered an example of a cheerful person who looks for the best in everyone and everything, and since you felt the power of her influence of connection, you may very well be doing the same thing. But if you are like most people who are observing the world around you, you have probably developed patterns of thought that do not serve you, and that hold you, while you may be unaware of it, outside the vortex. When you have a belief about something, and a belief is only a thought you keep thinking, and you think about it often, and therefore keep it active in your vibration, the law of attraction simply brings you evidence to support it, because you get what you think about, whether it is something that you want or something that you do not want. And without making a decision to do something about changing the pattern of vibration that is contained within those beliefs, nothing can change in your experience, and you will have no deliberate control of your proximity to your vortex or to who you have become and what you desire. And so, the following processes are offered to help you release resistance and to provide an inevitable path into your vortex.